We go, good morning.
Hello, nice to be here.
Now, when I heard we were talking about spiders, I've got to admit, I was a bit fearful that you'd bring some in with you. But now I'm very glad that you have, because they're gorgeous little critters.
Yeah, everybody says the same thing. I mean, these spiders are really suited to turn people's fear into passion, really.
Yeah, and they're not huge. They're very little. And in their little jars, they're not very scary.
They're not scary at all. They're just absolutely the opposite of what you think
absolutely.
What a spider's like.
Absolutely. Now, you've been photographing and discovering kind of peacock spiders for years now. What started it all? How did you get interested in this particular field?
I was always interested in small things and small critters. And actually, in fact, I work professionally on mites, which are much smaller.
Mm.
But sort of going back to my childhood in Germany, I was always walking around in the garden and my dad said I knew everything about the garden, but nothing about the house and what's going on. So, and then I caught these little things and I had pet lizards, which I had to feed with something. So I caught spiders, got interested in those. So it's a long, long history. Eventually, I got into wildlife photography and moved to Sydney and walked around and just accidentally walked around in a national park nearby where I live and almost stepped on all these spiders. That was 2005 and my life hasn't been the same since.
Wow, what a fantastic story, and right from boyhood as well. Now, these five new species of peacock spiders that you've essentially discovered, tell me how that all happened. Was it just a case of luck, or did you go out looking to identify different species?
Well, these five ones, each of them has its own history, so I didn't really find them all myself. One of them I found completely by myself. Others I found in conjunction with another person, Western Australia, and a couple of them we became aware of through some photographs that were either sent to us or posted on the internet. So it's going to be a long story if I tell this all in detail. But in essence, last year I went over there to Western Australia, looked for some of these spiders, didn't find all of them I wanted to find, but instead found ones that we had no idea existed.
Wow.
And you simply just never know. You just step out of the car, you just walk around for a few minutes, and you could bang, find a new one. It's just like that.
I doubt I could, let's be real. I think that you've got a very specific set of skills here that's going to allow you. What are their names? Have you been able to name these new species?
Yeah, I name all these ones. In fact, myself and my friend and colleague in the US, David Hill, we named 39 of the 64 known peacock spider taxa now. So yes, we always try to find some new interesting names.
Yeah.
And one of them is called Electricus.
Ooh.
Because it looks like it has a pattern on its back that looks like a circuit board, a microchip.
Oh, cool.
Yes, and we sometimes name them after people who give them to us.
Fantastic. They're quite colourful little critters. Is it only the males that are colourful, like in bird species of peacocks?
Yes, it's exactly like, and you can compare it probably best with birds of paradise, where the male is also very, very flamboyant and does similar sort of dances. Now, you can imagine peacock spiders simply as a very small version of a bird of paradise, and that's pretty much it.
A small eight-legged version of
Yes,
bird
and they do
paradise.
Almost the same thing. They just
really?
Dance around, they expand their flaps they have on their bodies. Each species has their own little dances. They're just as fascinating as bird of paradise, definitely.
Absolutely. How long does it take you to get, because you've got some absolutely stunning photos of these little spiders, and they're very, very small. It must be quite a time-consuming process to get these amazing shots. What's kind of the typical day for you when you go out to photograph and look at these spiders?
Well, I just walk around to find them and just simply walk slowly along a footpath and look what jumps away and then examine everything there is. So you develop an eye for how they move, what they look like.
Mm.
And I'm actually partially colorblind. And,
wow.
For some reason, that gives me some advantage to spot things that are camouflaged.
Okay.
So I can actually detect the females who are brown quite easily.
Okay.
And other people have more trouble with that. And then I take some home and photograph them there to make them display to each other.
Mm.
And I don't have any trouble with doing that anymore. It's, for me, it comes quite easily.
Second nature now.
It is.
Yeah.
It's just like a knife and fork for me, really.
Camera, lens, knife, fork, it's all become one for you.
Yeah, but it takes a lot of time. I spend thousands of hours doing all these things. Yes.
I can imagine. You've got quite the following as well on Facebook, on YouTube. People have become very interested in these little spiders. What do you think it is about them that have got people hooked?
Well, one thing is already alerted to is that they're so different from what people think spiders are. They're, people usually think of them as black, hairy, scary. And these are just the opposite. They're cute, they're colorful, and they behave in ways that you associate much more with other organisms like pets dogs and cats, for example, they're kittens of the spider world in a way. And they do behave like that. If you look at them, like push themselves up on their legs, they tilt their heads, and they move their body in that same sort of fashion.
Almost cat-like fashion. Wow.
Yeah, and it's no coincidence that many of the people who love these spiders are pet lovers and lovers of cats and dogs.
I'm not sure if these guys would quite like a scratch under the chin as much as my kitten does, but we'll give it a go a little later on. Now, for anyone out there who's listening, who's thinking, because these are obviously native to Australia, they're native to kind of the Sydney area as well. Where should people be looking to find their own little peacock spiders?
You're absolutely right. They are Australian natives. They don't occur anywhere outside Australia, so I haven't been found there yet. But they're pretty much present all around Australia, mostly in the southern half of the continent. And you could find them anywhere in native bushland. It's difficult to say where exactly. It depends very much on chance and your luck. But anywhere, if you walk around near your house in some native bushland, look at little sticks on the ground and leaf litter, you possibly find one, but
Fantastic.
It's never assured.
Walk slowly, walk cautiously.
Exactly.
Keep your eyes peeled.
Yeah, or stand still, having a wee maybe even you find some. That's that's happens quite a few times.
I'm sure it
Because this
does.
Is the only time you do stand still.
Exactly, and actually
watch
look
on
at the ground.
Yes.
That's it. Unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you so much for joining us this morning and for bringing in these little... I must say, I feel like I'm partially cured of my arachnophobia. I really do like these little spiders. Thanks so much for coming in.